They descended the boarding ramp of the Falcon and stepped out from under her shadow into glaring sunlight. A contingent of onlookers, all dressed for desert weather, none wearing rank insignia or other markings, stepped forward. The leader, a tall Klaatuinian male, bristling with holsters and bandoliers, stopped a meter in front of Han and Leia and offered a minimal bow.
"Welcome to Klaatuin."
His voice was deep, an articulate growl.
"I am Padnalovin, Strike Commander, now leader of the Sapien's Defense Front."
Leia returned the bow.
"Leia Organa Solo, I bring greetings and wishes for success from the Galactic Alliance, and allow me to express my personal sympathies for the circumstances that have brought you to your new duties."
Padnal offered up something that sounded like a cough.
Leia gestured toward Han. "My husband, Han Solo."
She omitted Han's various ranks and titles. Such things wouldn't impress a mob of rebel warriors, while Han's history of accomplishments would. Padnal gestured to the bright-eyed, intense Chev female to his left.
"My aide, Niall Aker."
He turned to indicate a Klaatuinian female, as tall as he was or taller, to his right.
"Renny Cole, leader of the Freedom Advocacy Movement."
The Klaatuinian bowed. She had old scars on her right cheek, her canine-like muzzle, and down her neck. Burn scars from the looks of them that were lighter than her olive-green skin and made it appear as though she were wearing camouflage pattern makeup.
"I am honored,"
she said in unaccented basic. She sounded polite rather than honored. Padnal half turned to his left and gestured to a droid, a protocol droid identical in shape and size to C-3PO, but painted an arterial blood red with photoreceptors that shone in the same color.
"Nese of Clan Vakweld, of the Manumission Mandate Militia."
Leia's heart sank, but she maintained her smile.
"I'm delighted to see manumitted droids represented at this meeting."
Nese cocked his head. His voice was sharper, less cordial than C-3PO's.
"I was, of course, absolutely certain that a long-time incorrigible slave owner such as yourself would be ecstatic at my inclusion in these affairs."
Padnal continued as if he had not heard, and pointed out other members of the delegation.
"As Mar Hoon of Tatooine, reporting to Freedom Flight."
This was a small, sandy-colored human male with a wispy mustache and impassive features. There were other names. Leia smiled, nodded, memorized them all. Beside her, Han shook hands all around and could be counted on not to remember a single name, unless it was someone he'd played sabacc with or traded blaster fire with in the past. Finally, Padnal gestured toward a distant tent, one large enough to shelter two squadrons of X-Wings and support crews.
"We have cooler air and refreshments waiting, and much to do."